Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to So Sweet Speak at So Sweet Place. Now, it's been a while since I have been on Blog Talk Radio discussing anything, but tonight it is a purpose for us to discuss something, which today is the first day of Kwanzaa. And I want to greet you with the greeting that we often do in Kwanzaa celebration, which is Habura Gani. And in Swahili, that means what is happening today or what's happening. And you would say Emoja, because today is the first day of Kwanzaa and Emoja is the first principle of today. Now, before we get into our discussion of the first day of Kwanzaa, which is Emoja, I want to give you a history about how Kwanzaa actually got started and what was the purpose of it. Dr. Mulana Karenge is a professor and a chairperson of African Studies in California, and he has two degrees. One was in poli-sci, which is political science, and the other one is in African studies. Well, he studied the Egyptological communities and how they function and defining how they work and the values of their philosophy. And he found it to be very interesting. So he wrote several books on it. In 1960, he introduced Kwanzaa to African Americans. And since then, many families who really was captured by this or who really had a consciousness about African, the Africanism, really celebrated this. In 1960, well, I wasn't old enough to even delve in something like this. I still believe in Santa Claus, as my parents had it, and my parents didn't know anything about Kwanzaa, so that didn't come until later after, you know, met several people and just being out in the community. Kwanzaa became a thing with a group that was started, and we call the group Rafiki. And I tell you how that happened. Well, it was a family, an African-American family, that owned a black bookstore in a place called Paulsboro, New Jersey. And we were talking one day, and we were talking about Kwanzaa and how maybe we can bring our families together in celebration of Kwanzaa. And that's what we did. We hadn't known each other that long, but we really grew close by each of us who had family members and friends that we knew of. We gathered in Paulsboro celebrating Kwanzaa. From the Kwanzaa gathering, we also started the group Rafiki, which we would meet once a week, and we would service the community with things that was needed. Like, they needed kids in the school to be tutored because there was a lot of injustices and a lot of inequality within that school system. And so we went in and we helped a lot of the kids who weren't getting their needs met at home, and also work with those who was really interested in school, and it helped them to begin to get interested, especially those that were close to college age. We helped them to fill out financial aid forms and helped them to send applications to the different school, you know, not necessarily in that order, but that's what we did. So that's why, to me, the seven principles are very important. We did not only discuss the seven principles within our celebration, but we also bought different foods and we had entertainment and we just fellowship and pour libation. We had all of the symbols, which is called the Kenora, We had that there, which we lit every candle each day that we met for during the Kwanzaa holiday. So it's something that I still follow today, even though most of the families are different places in Virginia. You've got some still in New Jersey. I'm in North Carolina. You've got one in Atlanta, Georgia, and we have one of our dear friends that passed away. And we all participate in Kwanzaa. And each year, the group grew larger, and we had different people who led the ceremony of Kwanzaa. Tonight, we're going to discuss the principle, one of the principles, the first principle of the day. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and as you know, Kwanzaa began today on December the 26th, and it will end January the 1st, 2018. I want to tell you what emoji is. We will discuss emoji after this break. Welcome again, and I'm going to greet you with the Kwanzaa greeting. Again, I say Haburagani, and you say Emoja. Emoja mean in Swahili, meaning unity in English. The definition is to strive for, maintain unity in the family, community, and nation. And race. Shall I say that again? To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. What does emoji mean to you? In today's time, I've noticed that with all of the recent events that have taken place from November 2017 up until now, people have been gathering and protesting against the injustice done to many, not just black people, but it is still happening, because in 2017 we have seen many shootings of African American men. We saw one in particular, that really got next to me. All of them did, but this one where the man got out the car and ran, and the cop ran after him, shooting him several times in the back, which was so unnecessary. This cop has recently been tried and convicted and is receiving 20 years in prison, which he so deserved for shooting somebody down like that. The man just happened to be African-American. You would not even shoot an animal down like that. Why would you? That's a human being. And that's not the only one. There have been several shootings. And then we have different things that are happening in several cities that is not really being reported. But people know of it because they're there. Since we have the media, mediums like Facebook and Twitter, you also watch television and see certain things that is happening, and yet we see other people gathering, but African Americans, in the name of people dying in Chicago and Detroit, I don't know what's being done. I'll be honest with you. That's why I'm having the show on Blog Talk, so that we can have discussions and learn what is going on, and maybe we can pull our resources and pull together and be able to make a difference. You see, this year people have been divided by discussing people like Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump, as you see, is going to do what he do. And most of the time, things that are should be in litigation is not. But but other people have lost their jobs. We have seen an onslaught of different reporters. I mean, high-profile reporters like Charlie Rose, Matt Lauder. I hope I said his name right. They even went after Tavis Smiley, and that right there, I'm gonna tell you, as long as I've been following this man, I know that's not true. I've been following him for some time now, not because he's African American, that because I've been following him for a long time, and I even went and saw him in person, and that does might not mean nothing to you, but I just can't see it. So, anyway, that's not what this discussion is about. This discussion is about emoji unity. You see, we weren't unified when we had Obama in the chair. And what makes me think that we would be unified now with Trump? We need to be unified because of the injustice that has been happening and that will continue to happen. What does unity mean to you? Even if you gather with your family, and family that you have not really touched bases with, and some that live abroad, maybe do something different. Reach out and strive to maintain or strive to create unity within your family. You could start there first. People that you know, even if they're distant, a distant relative, that would bring unity. It would bring you closer together so that you'd be able to pull your resources and work for one another to move up. Now, I know that a lot of people say, hell no. I ain't even thinking about talking to those people down there because you know what they're about. All they're about is taking, and they don't want to give, and they just mooches. And I don't want to have nothing to do with them. Okay. Say, what happens if your house caught on fire? And those mooches down there are the only relative you have that might be able to take you in for that night, at least until you can get you and your family, your immediate family, can get settled. See, we have to begin to change. The process isn't easy, and a lot of times we have to trust the process of change. But we must strive, or we must begin to start something different in order to achieve unity within our family, our community, our nation, and our race. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's not a hard thing to do either. Now, I'm going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to continue the discussion on unity. Came together, and there was one lady who had built a sanctuary for homeless women, and together they build, and they have their village in the community of which they live in, and it's become stronger. They have a stronger society because of what has happened to them. You know, there were so many things that took place, but because they unify, it made a big difference. Emoja. There is a place called Emoja, located in Kenya as well. Now, we've seen in the United States recently where people are saying in Alabama, and this last, I think it was the mayoral race, where, or it could have been the governor. But anyway, I can't remember the man's name. You think I would know because it is newsworthy. But they did not elect the one who they claim is a child molester or a who has been accused of sexual misconduct. Now this, again, it has everything to do with unity because those African American women in Alabama and men, let's say African American people, period, really rose to the occasion to vote, to make sure that Alabama became a blue state. That shows unity right there. That was a proud moment for me, even though I don't remember the politician name who got in there despite the other one who didn't, because I'm going to tell you the reason why. In recent days, with the news and listening to all that I've been hearing and then seeing what has been done about different things that is happening, and I know you're wondering what is she talking about because she's not being specific. Well, I can be, because with Trump, let's say, each time they talk about this investigation, this Russian investigation with Mueller, then you've got people coming up saying that he's going to fire Mueller. And you've got so many different news reports, which is all fake and phony. And amongst all of this fakeness and this phoniness that is going on and keeping the pot boiling, and you don't know what's real and what's not real, what's a lie and what's not a lie. So rather than get caught up in there, I'd rather unify with people. Now, this doesn't have to be just for African Americans. What has been going on in this country today has been going on with people from different walks of life, from different colors, who have unified together, organized, who have been really stepping up to the plate, raising up, saying that we won't take this. We are not going to take this. You are not going to get rid of democracy. Democracy has been a part of America since they stole it. But even though we had to go through harsh times and in terrible revolts against us and horrific violence committed against us, which in some parts of the United States is still happening today, it's not being reported. See. And even when it is being reported on social media, you don't know if it's true or not. Half of the stuff I don't even read on that, because you're like, I can't believe that. I don't know if it's true or not. It sounds stupid. It sounds false. Like they talk about false news. Well, that's why it's important that people do unify, so that they can begin to sit and organize and have a think tank about things that you need to do to move forward. You see, a lot of things that are putting into, that is written in the bill and putting into law, are things that are not going to benefit us as a people in the United States of America. I'm talking about all American citizens who want to prosper and who want to do the right thing and to be civil about it. Not those who are not thinking rationally, or not those who are thinking for themselves. I want conscious, thought-provoking people that would be that I can join up with, and we could change things for the better and not for the worse. What is going to happen, and I can predict this as far as emoja, unity, is that people are going to continue to connect and come closer together and raise up in the name of democracy to change things that will affect us drastically. As humans, we need to unify. And with that, I will return after this break. Listen, I want to tell you a little known history fact that I didn't know. Did you know that there was a man named Kenny Hughes who helped found the Emoja Party in December of 1993? And it was in the District of Columbia Board of Elections, and ESIC approved its name on February 2nd, 1994. A 27-year-old student activist in favor of statehood, Hughes said the Emoja Party would focus on the specific needs of communities of people of color. Emoja is a Swahili word, as I told you, for unity. The two individuals successfully petitioned to appear on the 1994 election ballot under the Emoja Party. A Mark Thompson ran for chair of the Council of District of Columbia, and Hughes ran for an at-large seat on the council. Thompson was a student activist and a radio host. In 1990, Thompson led a protest that shut down the University of the District of Columbia for 11 days that resulted in the resignation of several members of the Board of Trustees. Steve Hughes said he was running for office to help the disenfranchised. Thompson received 12,843 votes of the general election, and Hughes received 7,929. Because Thompson's vote total exceeded 7,500 votes, the Emoja Party became ineligible to hold primary elections, and the party secured a listing on voters' registration form. 1995, the Emoja Party ran a candidate, Raheem Jenkins, in the special election and the Ward 8 seat on council. Jenkins was the executive director of the D.C. Righteous Men's Commission. Jenkins received 128 votes, 3% of the total vote. 1996 general election with 750 registered voters. The Emoja Party filled multiple candidates in the general election ballot in 1996. Thompson ran for the at-large seat on the council, and Johnson ran for the Ward 8 seat on the council. Rock Malaki, these names are hard, ran for the Ward 4 seat on the council. Malachi was a student in the University of District of Columbia working as a supervisor of the District Summer Youth Employment Service Program. George Pope Jr. ran for the district shadow senior. Pope was commonly activist and chair of DC Coalition to Save Our Schools, a group that advocated for the privatization of public schools in the district. Now, you see, the Emoja Party platform advocate a better education and medical services, preferential hiring of the district residents, income tax and non-residents working in the district, ending the tax exemption for nonprofit organizations. Now, there was a lot of things that these young people unite together and worked hard in the district under Emoja, which is unity, as we all know, and really got things accomplished. In today's time, we're going to have that same type of thinking where we can be the head and no longer the tail. And I'm starting to see a change where that is actually happening. Now, it could be reported in other different mediums that is more truthful and provide, but I have not got a hold of that. And if anybody that's listening to Blog Talk Radio know of where I could find information on where things are really, people are uniting and working together for people who are less fortunate in different neighborhoods and helping to try to work in the community along with the schools and for the benefit of humanity, please, 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 please enlighten me with what resources or what, like I said, medium that is providing more accurate information than we've been getting. I certainly would appreciate it, because if we follow this principle, share our resources, unify our thoughts, we could really change things. Harambe, harambe, harambe. That's the ending each time you end Kwanzaa. We have finished speaking about Emoja. Any comments that you may have, please feel free to leave them on my Facebook page. And I would be happy, not only the Facebook page, but feel free to write something as this broadcast is going on. You can write it in the chat room. Any questions you may have, because that will be on, even though this is pre-recorded and I'm not on air. Better yet, let's say this. You can actually call. As this is pre-recorded, what I'll do is I'll click on and we can have a conversation about Emoja. But until I see a number come up, this will continue to broadcast. Is that fair enough? Because some people, I'm sure, want to talk about Emoja and unity and what it actually means to them. So I am going to be looking at my dashboard to see if any callers come up, and if they do, I will answer your call. I bid you a farewell and good night.